Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Leicestershire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents about Police and Crime Commissioners. Fiza Askari, 1 Leicester. Asiya Bora, Green Party. Rupert Oliver Matthews, the Conservative Party candidate. Rory Palmer, Labour and Cooperative Party. Ian Robert Sharp, Liberal Democrats. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Leicestershire. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Leicestershire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Fizza Askari, 1 Leicester. Election Statement. I'm Fizza Askari, and I am standing for 1 Leicester to be your next Police and Crime Commissioner. For far too long, political priorities have been more important than fighting for resources to effectively keep our communities safe in Leicestershire. We deserve better. It's time we send a message to the major political parties. Enough is enough. I'm proud to be 1 Leicester's first candidate and to have a platform that voices the concerns of local people. We know from the events of the last few years that both Labour and the Conservatives do not listen. I believe the people of Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland should have a say in how their communities are policed, and that's why I'm standing. As your next Police and Crime Commissioner, I pledge to 1. Have more police officers on the beat to help make our streets safe again. 2. Rebuild community relations with the police based on mutual respect and understanding. 3. Fight for more resources for crime prevention and increase neighbourhood watch schemes. 4. Advocate for diverse representation within our local police force. 5. Improve transparency and accountability of policing in Leicestershire. We now have an opportunity to change our communities on Thursday, the 2nd of May, and I hope you will join me in taking a stand for local people. Vote 1 Leicester, vote Askari, on Thursday, the 2nd of May. Prepared by Rita Patel, on behalf of Fizza Askari, both at 25 Haybridge Road, LE5, 0AP. Contact details. Email fizza@oneleicesterparty.com. Twitter/X. https://2 twitter.com/1LIC party. Instagram, https://www.instagram.com/1Leicester. Asiya Bora, Green Party. Election Statement. Public services in the United Kingdom are underfunded and suffering. The big two parties have run out of energy and ideas on policing and protecting people's security, failing to offer any different solutions. The big two parties are tired and stale. They have abandoned local communities and are only interested with what happens in Westminster. That is why I am putting myself forward as the Green Party candidate for Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland's Police and Crime Commissioner. If elected, I will provide resources to keep everyone safe from harm, supporting the people who deal with crime on a daily basis. Invest in services for victims of crime, particularly support for those suffering domestic abuse. Help to build strong communities by providing young people with the services to achieve their full potential and protect them from crime. The Green Party believes in well-funded public services, not a competition between the big two parties to see who can chase headlines while failing to invest in public safety. When elected at a local, regional, or national level, Greens have a track record of working hard for their communities and standing up for the most vulnerable. I look forward to continuing this tradition if elected at May's Police Commissioner election. If you want to change the way things are done and stand up for public service policing, please vote Green for Police and Crime Commissioner on the 2nd of May. This statement has been prepared by Patrick Kitterick, 7 Gough Laxton Avenue, Leicester, on behalf of Asiya Bora. Contact details. Website https://leicester.greenparty.org.uk/PCC_election-detEmail comms@leicester.greenparty.org.uk. Rupert Oliver Matthews, the Conservative Party candidate. Election Statement. People told me they wanted to see more police officers in their communities, tackling the crimes that mattered most to them. I delivered. There are now 332 more officers, a dedicated rural crime team, funding to tackle ASB, burglary, violence, and substance abuse. Crime has reduced, particularly burglary. Serious violence, rural crime, domestic abuse, and ASB. If re-elected, I will strengthen the focus on neighbourhood policing, opening more police offices to the public to prevent crime and ASB across the force area. Prioritise crime prevention to reduce the number of victims and cut demand on public services. I support the robust use of stop and search to drive down criminality. Boost targeted policing in hotspot areas to combat burglary, ASB, drug crime and theft. Fund more enforcement on our roads. Additional work to reduce violence, hate and harassment. Ensure the rural crime team remains funded and resourced to provide a quality level of service wherever you live. Provide victims with better support than ever before, including tailored services for women and girls who have been subjected to violence, harassment, or coercion. I will lobby hard for a fair funding deal for Leicestershire Police, while ensuring that the force and partners provide an effective service that delivers real value for money for the taxpayer. Like most people, I want to see criminals caught, charged, and given tough sentences for their crimes. I want victims to have a better criminal justice experience. I want to see trust and confidence in the police restored, and I will do everything in my power to see this happen. This election address was prepared by the election agent, Adrian Thompson, of LCCA, 18 Pinfold Gate, Loughborough, LE11 1BE. Contact details. Telephone number +44 772 145 5944. Website https://www.rupertmatthews.org.uk. Email rupert@rupertmatthews.org.uk. Twitter https://twitter.com/Rupert_Matthews. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/RupertMatthewsPCC. Instagram https://www.instagram.com/Matthews.Rupert. Rory Palmer, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. Every day we see crime and antisocial behaviour damaging our communities. People feel worried, unsafe, and let down. Just look at the newspapers, your community Facebook group, or the neighbourhood WhatsApp. Our police officers work tirelessly and bravely, but there's not enough of them. We need more frontline policing. That's what Labour will deliver. Don't believe Conservative spin about record police numbers. That is not the case here in Leicestershire and Rutland. The Conservatives are letting us down. The Conservatives are not funding our police properly. Most other police forces get a better funding deal than Leicestershire. My promise. If you elect me and I fail to get the government to change police funding in Leicestershire's favour, I will not stand for re-election in 4 years' time. No ifs, no buts. My plan for safer streets. Labour will deliver more frontline police. Strengthened neighbourhood policing, tackling local crime like burglary, vehicle crime, shoplifting, antisocial behaviour. Investment in rural policing to protect farming and countryside communities. Safer roads. Action on speeding and road racing. Leadership and partnership addressing the causes of crime and antisocial behaviour. New long-term plans to combat violent crime, knife crime, drugs, and county lines crime. Action to end violence against women and girls, domestic abuse and hate crime. Stronger support for victims and witnesses. I will reduce the costs of the police commissioner role to invest in the front line. We have had years of conservative chaos. If you are thinking about voting Liberal Democrat or Green, I make this personal appeal. Please lend me your vote. For serious leadership, real change, and safer streets, vote Rory Palmer, Labour and Cooperative. Promoted by Melissa March on behalf of Rory Palmer, Unity House, 21 Fennel Street, Loughborough, LE11 1UQ. Contact details. Telephone 07470 751 306. Website https://www.facebook.com/RoryPalmerUK. Email rory@rorypalmer.org. X, formerly Twitter, @Rory_Palmer. Facebook, /RoryPalmerUK. Ian Robert Sharp, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. Liberal Democrats across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland are delighted that Ian Sharp has agreed to stand in the Police and Crime Commissioner elections. Ian has lived in Leicestershire for 28 years. He is a retired accountant. He was the managing director of an aerospace business and led an international renewable energy business. He was lead member for finance for Charnwood Borough Council. Since retiring, he has undertaken voluntary work in vocational education. Lib Dems would redirect resources from the Police and Crime Commissioner's Office and communications budget into frontline policing, victim support and crime prevention measures instead. Ian Sharp's top priorities will include rural crime, antisocial behaviour, including boy racers, shoplifting, which is impacting our struggling high streets, online fraud and scams, making our streets safer. Leicestershire comes at the bottom of the pile for funding for our police and councils. Ian Sharp will be a strong voice, standing up to whatever government comes next to argue for our fair share of funding for our essential services. Polling stations are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of May. You will need photo ID to vote. Make sure your vote counts. Published by Councillor Stuart Bray, on behalf of Ian Sharp, Lib Dem. All at 26 Netherley Court, Hinckley, Leicestershire, LE100RN. Contact details. Email ian4llr@icloud.com. Website https://www.facebook.com/LEICS Lib Dems. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Leicestershire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Leicestershire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Lancashire on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Ascari, Fizzer, 1 Leicester, Borough, Assia, Green Party. Matthews, Rupert Oliver, the Conservative Party candidate. Palmer, Rory, Labour and Cooperative Party. Sharp, Ian Robert, Liberal Democrats. I can be contacted at Alison Greenhill, City Hall, 115 Charles Street, Leicester, LE1 1FZ. PARO 2024 at leicester.gov.uk. https://leicester.gov.uk. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.